Here.
Leonard? Saltzman? Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Great. We'll start with communications. Carly, could you read item 111?
Request of Linda Vu to address council regarding Homeowners and Bank Protection Act. Linda called and she will not be able to make it.
Okay. Item 112.
Request of Francesca Namy to address council regarding Homeowners and Bank Protection Act.
Ms. Namy here? Looks like she's not here. Could we have item 113?
Request of Robert J. Neal to address council regarding new parking procedures and or policy.
Mr. Neal here. 0 for 3 on communications. For the audience, there will not be a consent calendar today as we just have three members. Commissioner Saltzman will be back tomorrow afternoon at 2, so we will consider the consent calendar tomorrow afternoon. So we'll just go through the regular agenda. Carla, could you please read item 114?
Accept bid of Northwest Trucks and Equipment for 10 two-yard dump trucks for the estimated amount of $677,943.
Good morning, City Council. I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases, and before you is a request to authorize a purchase order to Northside Trucks and Equipment for 10 replacement two-yard dump trucks for the Portland Parks and Recreation in the amount of $677,943. And they are diesel engines, and they operate on biofuels. And if you have any questions, I'm glad to answer.
Any questions from the council? Nice. Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Did anybody in the audience want to testify on item 114? If not, does this go to second reading?
We can. It's a report. We can.
It's a report, so we can take a vote. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye. Item passes. Next up, we have item S-115.
Amend city code to provide funding based on residential use of the street network to address Portland street maintenance and transportation safety needs, including at intersections and around schools, reduce traffic congestion, expand the bicycle network, and improve freight mobility as companion to Multnomah County's effort to secure funding to replace the Selwood Bridge.
Commissioner Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the City Council. Mark, or who has the amendments? Do we have copies of? Oh, I have the amendments. Never mind. I have one copy of the amendments. We have been working with the Oregon Petroleum Dealers Association and the Neighborhood Stores Group, and we've come to an agreement with the Oregon Petroleum Association on a compromise, and I have two amendments. We need a...
Can somebody go into my office and copy them?
So the first amendment is a clawback for retail fuel stations. Any increase in the gas tax would be passed on to customers through retailers. The same can be said for the street maintenance fee. We are conscious of the fact that increases in the price of gasoline affect volume and sales. A 12-cent increase in the state gas tax will result in the average gas station passing on an estimated $15,000 in additional tax to customers, or not. And to address this issue, the City of Portland will apply the clawback, which we amended the ordinance last week, to ensure that these retailers realize a reduction of the SMIF commensurate with the percentage of the hoped-for 12-cent state gas tax increase outlined in the proposal. A minimum gas tax increase of 12 cents is supported by the Safe, Sound, and Green Stakeholder Committee, the Oregon Petroleum Dealers, and leaders of the state legislature. So that's one of the amendments. And that would be amend language to 17.21.020, add Section D. If the state adopts a funding package that generates new revenue through, can you pass them out, through a state gas tax, The council reduced the Smith fee commensurate with the percentage of the gas tax identified in Exhibit 1 attached to the ordinance for gasoline retailers that sell only fuel products. Oh. Right. The second amendment is to 17.21.010. And it would read, convenience store retail establishment where people can enter the premises and occupied by an attendant open between 15 and 24 hours per day and sell such items as convenient foods, beverages, newspapers, magazines, and or personal care products, tobacco products, gift items, and may sell motor vehicle fuels. So that's the amendment to 17.21.1010. And then we also amend Exhibit 3, trip generations rates, so that convenience stores are at the convenience small grocery stores are at the 65.17. The other, and to explain that amendment a little better, Portland convenience stores have a unique characteristic within high pipe pass-by property categories. Unlike gas stations and fast food restaurants, the vast majority of convenience stores are located within the specialty retail centers, which is the IT category number 814, to ensure consistent treatment of this group and small grocery stores and to minimize city resources spent on numerous and costly appeals. Portland will establish a new category which will include freestanding convenience stores and small grocery stores below 35,000 square feet. The trip rate for this classification will be 65.17 per 1,000 square feet, the weighted average of all freestanding and retail center convenience stores. Sue and Mark and John, can you come forward? And so the idea today is that we will amend item S115. Is that right?
118.
Actually, 18.
I'm sorry, amend item 118, and we will pull off or send back to my office S115, 16, and 17.
You correct. Want,
okay.
I should read 118 into the record.
Please.
Okay. S118. Amend city code to provide funding to address Portland street maintenance and transportation safety needs, including at intersections and around schools, reduce traffic congestion, expand the bicycle network, and improve freight mobility, as companion to Multnomah County's effort to secure funding to replace the Selwood Bridge.
And just to read a communication from Paul Romaine, although we do not support the fee, the Oregon Petroleum Association will not refer the measures to the voters of the city, nor will we support any other group's possible referral. So we want to thank the Oregon Petroleum Dealers Association, Paul, and Donella for working with us to reach this compromise. Sue Keel, you want to provide additional explanation?
Not unless it was unclear what we're doing in this. The establishing of that single classification deals with an issue of some inequitable kinds of allocations of the fee to small grocery stores, as well as taking care of a uniform rate for convenience stores. So I think it's a satisfactory arrangement.
Well, Commissioner Adams, would it make sense to order S-115 through 117 back to your office and then open up a public hearing on the amendment you've just proposed?
That'd be great.
That makes sense. Okay, let's do that.
Thanks.
So I would, do you need to read S-116 and 117?
Do we need to adopt the amendments first?
On 118.
On 118,
yeah.
Okay.
S-116, amend city code to provide funding based on non-residential, non-high pass-by use of the street network to address Portland street maintenance and transportation safety needs, including at intersections and around schools, reduce traffic congestion, expand the bicycle network, and improve freight mobility as companion to Multnomah County's effort to secure funding to replace the Selwood Bridge. S-117, amend city code to provide funding based on non-residential high pass by use of the street network to address Portland street maintenance and transportation safety needs, including at intersections and around schools, reduce traffic congestion, expand the bicycle network, and improve freight mobility as companion to Multnomah County's effort to secure funding to replace the Selwood Bridge.
Great. Thank you, Carla. I will then order S-115, S-116, and S-117 back to Commissioner Adams' office. And we've already read 118, and I would take a motion on the amendment that Commissioner Adams proposed.
So move. So move.
I have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye. The amendment passes, and we'll have a public hearing on 118 as amended if anybody would like to testify. I assume we probably did not have a sign-up sheet. Did anybody like to testify on this item?
Mr. President, I do want to read one thing into the record just so that it's on the record. The SMIF for retail fuel stations that include convenience stores will be calculated solely on the rate for the convenience store. The SMIF for retail fuel stations with car washes will be based solely on the rate for car washes. Thank you.
Okay. In that case, I do not see anybody who would like to testify, so 118 will move to second reading as amended. And if you could read 119, Carla.
Establish a Portland Safe, Sound, and Green Streets Independent Oversight Committee to ensure the effective delivery of projects and services.
Commissioner Adams, would you like this returned with the package, or do you want to vote on it?
We can vote on it next week.
Vote on it next week? Okay. So should I return it to your office or move it?
Move it forward.
Okay. If we could move item 119 forward to next week's agenda, Carla. Thank you. And with that, the council is adjourned until tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
That's good.
Anybody can follow what you did? They don't have to pay the Smith.
Yeah, that's right.